We are just weeks away from Hanukkah, from Christmas, and from the new year, a time when, of course, many are thinking about traveling plans. Are they going to travel? Are they not? With many anticipating that given the economic troubles that fewer people will be taking to the skies, the railways, or the roads. Joining us now for a little bit of advice for those who are thinking about what they're going to do is George Hobica, founder of AirfareWatchdog.com, and welcome back.
Good morning.
Surprisingly, there are some air deals out there.
Yeah, I was looking today online just a few minutes ago, and your listeners can actually hop on these Philadelphia to Orlando. And I'm talking, these are all peak Christmas week travel dates, like leaving on the 23rd, coming back on the Sunday after Christmas with tax. Philadelphia to Orlando, $185 round trip.
That's
pretty good.
Wow.
Come back on Saturday, it's $145 round trip. L.A., New York to L.A., 391 nonstop flights, American Airlines, same deal with tax, leaving Tuesday or Monday before Christmas, coming back on the Saturday or Sunday after Christmas. That's an amazing deal. And everyone said that these fares were going to – and they were. It was $900 because I have a friend who booked this for like $800. 3 months ago, and he said,
"The New York to L.A. flight,
yeah,
$800."
Yeah, and that looked good at the time because another airline was charging $1,000, and then it went down, and then it went up, and then it went down, and now it's down again. So if people were discouraged 3 months ago, thinking, "Oh, I can't afford to go home for Christmas or travel over New Year's," they should think again because the economy has deteriorated faster than the seat reductions on the airlines.
And something you point out that I have never heard of, and I've been flying for 20 years, I have never heard what is offered by United, Alaska, and Southwest, which is if your fare drops between the time that you buy the ticket and you get on the plane, they'll give you the difference?
They give you the difference back in the form of a voucher. Now, most airlines do this, but they are going to deduct a fee up to $150, sometimes $200, from what they return to you. United doesn't do this. Southwest and Alaska don't do this. They give you the entire amount back when there's a fare drop in the form of a voucher. You have to stay on the same flight, same dates. You can't change that, but as long as you do that, you get your money back.
Which brings us to another point that you make, which is be careful of the hidden fees.
Right. You know, it's not the price anymore of the fare that really counts so much. It's the fees. If you have heavy bags, if you have a pet in the cabin, a pet in a cabin on United now costs $350 round trip.
Wow.
I know. So, you know, Fido's staying home this Christmas.
But there are other kinds of fees, right? I mean, that's not surprising. For those of us who are pet owners, we already know we have to buy a ticket for our pet, regardless of whether they're in cargo or they're actually in the cabin with you. But you're saying that there are really other fees that we need to be looking for.
Yeah, there are all kinds of fees now. Some of them are legitimate, like cashing in a frequent flyer ticket. Like I just cashed in a frequent flyer ticket, supposedly free to go to L.A. for Christmas, and they charged me $80 on Delta because supposedly I did it last minute. Well, they say last minute is 21 days or fewer. If unaccompanied minor fees have gone up. The fees have gone up. I think that's the key. I mean, they always charge for pets, but it wasn't $350. It used to be
$100. Used to be about $80 each way,
right.
Depending on where you're going.
So they charge for people with, like, bad hair?
they should charge for people
loud.
Who are rude, you know.
Right. Yeah,
but
okay.
As for the frequent flyer, though, that's always sort of existed. And we just recently went to Africa and went using frequent flyer miles, and it was still an eighth or a sixteenth of the cost it would have been to actually buy a ticket.
Yeah, they're still a good deal, especially for first class and upgrades. But now,
yeah, business class.
Starting next year, United is going to start charging additional fees for upgrading to business class. So they're adding fees on top of fees. If you have heavy bags too, it's a really good idea to take it. 50 pounds or over. If you have two or more bags, take them to the post office. Wrap them up in priority mail tape. You don't even have to get a box. And ship them. You'll find that it's probably less expensive than paying the overweight and oversized.
But then you also have to account for the time it takes you to make that trip.
Right. Well, I live right next to the post office, so,
right.
So I'm prejudiced.
For you. So in other words, the big takeaway, though, here, George, is for those who were thinking that air travel really might be extravagantly expensive this holiday season, turns out it may not be so.
On certain routes, on certain dates, use a flexible date search, too. Go to Travelocity Orbitz, and they have little boxes where you can check flexible dates, and if you adjust your travel by maybe one day, you can save a lot of money.
And where are you going for the holidays?
I'm going to L.A. on a frequent flyer ticket. I upgraded to business class on Delta because I just can't stand those little thin seats anymore at my age.
At your age. Well, let me ask you this. You ever been to a concert?
I have been, yes.
And what was your first concert?
It was James Taylor. I'll date myself.
Oh, you're such a softy.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Was it a good one?
It was great, yeah.
Did he play Fire and Rain?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. And my last one, I don't go to concerts that often, was Bob Dylan at Madison Square Garden.
And how was that one?
It was great. I really liked it because there were so many different ages there. It was amazing. Like, really, like, teenagers and grandparents.
You know, that was the case at the Police. I saw the Police on their latest tour, their sort of last tour, and there were all kinds of, you know, geriatrics.
I know.
And young kids. And it was amazing. And everybody was completely rocking on it. And it was a fantastic concert,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. Intergenerational. I guess the kids listen to, you know, the grandparents' albums.
Oh, is that what it is?
It must be.
I bet you Sting would like to think he's a little bit more relevant than that. But George Hobica, always a great pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. George Hobica is the founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. And if you're still making your holiday plans, he says, make sure you look for airline tickets. They might be much cheaper than you were anticipating.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.